I wanted to bring up the issue of cabozantinib in the relapse setting, both now and in this new phase, and hear about your 70-year-old man who got treated, because I was kind of curious about how it's playing out toxicity-wise. And also, you mentioned the cabo-atezo first-line trial, and I'm curious how you think that's going to play out clinically, but also efficacy-wise, because cabo is a different drug. It has a different spectrum. You know, I don't know whether it'd be better or not as good as maybe another strategy. I was also thinking, you know, maybe a couple years from now, I'm going to say, is CRC the new HCC? Because colorectal cancer, we've got nivolumab regorafenib. I don't know if you're
right.
You know, I mean, that's just early and all, but it's the same strategy, angiogen TKI. Right. I mean, whether it's going to work or not, I don't know, but some people are kind of curious about it.
Yeah. So right now in the second line, the FDA available drugs are regorafenib after failure of sorafenib, cabo after failure or intolerance to sorafenib, and ramucirumab in patients with elevated alpha fetoprotein. And those three drugs are approved based on phase three data that showed an improvement in overall survival. Those drugs, as you note, have not been tested after lenvatinib or after an IO combination. And so when we move to the second line at this time where there's a lot of new data, it is hard to choose what is the best second line choice. Another thing that complicates it, some have said that, you know, are we going to view atezo bevacizumab as your pre-first line and then move everything that's now first line beyond, like lenvatinib, then to cabo? I don't know.
Well, here's another one. And, you know, we just ask people. We present scenarios and we ask 25 people what you do. And I was mentioning this survey we did. And one of the, I mean, I don't know if I'd say shocking, but, you know, interesting thing was we saw a lot of people saying atezo bev second line after TKI.
Yeah.
Do you do that? Yeah. Or would you do that?
I have not done that yet. I can see why someone might consider doing that. But it's hard really to say from a purely evidence-based medicine perspective, what is the best case in that scenario? Typically for patients that I treat with a TKI, if I had TKI in the frontline setting, I typically move to a TKI in the second line setting, assuming that it was very well tolerated. I use rego, cabo, I've used ramucirumab, all in, you know, different patient populations.